Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with hosts Amy Babinchek, James Kernan, and Carl Polacek. Produced by Kernan Consulting and for the international MSP community, we are dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional. Today's SMB Community Podcast is brought to you by Huntress Managed Security. Cybersecurity isn't just about software, it's about expertise. Huntress boasts the number one rated endpoint detection and response for small and medium-sized businesses on G2. Trust us to keep your system secure. With a 99% customer satisfaction score, our support team is second to none. We're not just a vendor, we're your partners on the security front line. Ready to experience the future of cybersecurity? Start your trial now at huntress.com/Carl. Don't wait. Lock down your defenses today.
Welcome to another edition of the SMB Community Podcast. How you doing, James?
Doing good. It's good to see you again. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And James and I will spare you because we already talked about the weather, as we Midwesterners do. But just to let you know, it was gorgeous and we enjoyed ourselves over the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still sore. I'm still sore.
My back is not thanking me for carrying around those 50-quart bags of damp garden soil. That was stretching my limit. I need to get back into the gym. What you got coming up? What's going to be up with you?
I am busy. So I am starting a professional sales, five-part professional sales class on April 23rd. So I'll drop the link in the show notes, but that starts on Tuesday the 23rd. Looking forward to that. It's just five one-hour trainings. So that will be fun. And then I've got SMB Tech Fest coming up in Irvine, California. I'll be speaking at that. I'll be talking about EOS. So that's a hot topic for people now. So looking forward to getting out there. Irvine, California on May 9th and 10th. And then I've got the Mastermind event down in Tampa, Florida is the end of June.
So I was going to say we should tell people about that one because I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
So we are going to be together in the same space, and I'll be presenting at your event in Tampa. So everyone should get themselves signed up for that. We've got an early bird coupon in the show notes. So also in the show notes is the link to sign up too. So it's bit.ly Kernan Mastermind. Use that code early bird. And if you forget, go into the show notes, and the link is there for you along with that code. Yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to tell folks about is my newsletter. So it's for Microsoft 365 admins, and I'm publishing 8 articles a week. So I'm not writing all 8, but what it is really is a blog role. So I am taking on the task of looking at the over 200 blogs that Microsoft publishes a week, sorting out 4 things to know, 4 things to do for Microsoft 365 admins, and publishing them in that newsletter. So the link is too long to say, but it's a MailChimp link to get signed up. So you can sign up there, but you can also sign up, and that link's in the show notes. But you can also sign up if you just go to my website, and there's a pop-up. If you're already on my mailing list, you will not get that pop-up, but you might not be on this newsletter mailing list. So, because I did not adding everybody who's been on my list, you're going to have to specifically sign up for this newsletter. And the way you could do that is if you go to the website, just open up in private, and then it'll pop that sign up again for you if you need to do that. So either way works for you, go to show notes or get that pop-up over at Third Tier.
Cool. All right. Good stuff. I love that newsletter. So if you haven't signed up, make sure you sign up for Amy's newsletter. It's one of the best ones out there.
Thank you. It's been very well received, so I'm pleased. So we've got some questions of the week, as usual, our MSP question of the week. We're actually going to do a couple of them today because they're relatively short answers, at least James and I think so, right?
Yes, no. Yes, no.
Right, yes, no, right? Should I charge for on-site travel? What do you think, James?
Yeah, that's an easy one. So I would say if I would say no if it's a contractual client. So if they've signed up for one of your subscription services, you know, most MSPs that I've seen do not charge for that. And then there's a variety of different policies people have. If it's a time and materials client and you've got to go on site, they would just charge one way for your
Yeah.
time. That's
You
what
know,
we're
I
looking for.
think this is one of those areas where there's a, I'm going to call it like a split in professionalism and a professional relationship. Right? If you look at other types of consultants that your clients hire, they don't charge for travel. They charge for their time, and their time is expensive. And I think that's where you want to be. On the other hand, you know, if you call a tradesperson, they charge for that truck roll to come out and fix your plumbing, fix your computer, whatever it is, right? So to me, there's a difference in the type of relationship that you have, and that dictates whether you're going to be charging for your travel to go on site. All right. Because that was so easy, we have a second question. The second question I think is even easier. Should you charge per seat or per device? Which one is best?
Well, I remember the old days where you would charge by device and by location and very complex. It seems like the best practice today is just the price, the all-in price per seat per month. So price per seat would be my answer.
Yeah, I think because the device became too complicated, right? Back in the day, everybody had one device, and it was the computer on their desk in their office. And that's how that per device pricing grew. And it made sense, right? I count up the computers in the office and the number of servers, and that's how I get my number. But now people are working from wherever. They're mobile, they have mobile devices, they have desktops, they have laptops, they have all this stuff. So it's just easier to count the people than it is to count the computers on the desk. And so that's what happened to make that change. So the answer today is definitely per seat, per user, however you want to word that. Remember, your client is going to think of that as per employee. So you might want to even change that language, use their language instead of your language when you're talking to them. All right, those were easy topics. If you guys have topics you would like to submit, please do. You can go over to our website, SMB Community Podcast, and do that, or you could email James directly. And what's your email address, James?
Pretty simple one, james@kernanconsulting.com. Yeah, we'd
All
love to hear
right.
from you. So any questions that you want to send us or topics that you want us to talk about, send them on over. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. Well, we have some couple interesting things in the news that we wanted to touch on this week. One I struck me as really odd. It's the FBI started warning consumers against using public charging stations. And it struck me as odd because everything that I've seen says that it is so unlikely that someone would use that to gain access to your device that it's hardly worth worrying about. Now, having said that, I actually do have a device called a Power POW, and it's red, basically a red USB adapter that clips onto the end of my charger. And what it is that USB is stripped down, so the charging wires exist in it. Like none of the actual data flow. You can't use that USB for anything other than charging because the other wires in there just don't exist. So, do I worry about it? And I don't really worry about it much. Maybe the FBI has some new information they haven't told us about. They just put out this warning without actually saying why. Like, has something changed where suddenly they've detected that this is being used? I don't know.
Yeah, the one thing I did skim that article. I saw that caught my eye, and they were just saying make sure you use your own cable, and if possible, plug into an electrical outlet with your own cable. So they just said it there was an increase in issues there. So anyway, I don't use those public charging stations. I'm pretty self-sufficient. And carry my own battery packs and that type of thing. So,
I do that as well. When I'm traveling, I carry an extra cell phone battery. They're pretty reasonable and they hold an amazing amount of power in them. I can charge my iPhone multiple times off a single charge on the battery that I've got.
did you see the news? This was interesting. Apple's smartphone shipments dropped about 10%. Making the Samsung the number one phone. Apple loses that top phone maker spot to Samsung. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, they've been running neck and neck, so doesn't really surprise me when one or the one tops the other and it kind of back and forth. But Samsung's got beautiful devices.
Durable
I'd
goods.
be interested to know if it's their less expensive devices or their more expensive devices that push them over the edge. Because originally, people were buying the Androids because they were cheaper than getting the iPhone, but Samsung's been coming out with some $1,500, $2,000 cell phones lately.
Yeah, it's just amazing to see how the technology's advanced. And years ago, you think of $5,000 for a desktop computer, and then now they're dirt cheap. And cell phones, it seemed like they used to be dirt cheap years and years ago, and now they're so advanced. Those are the $1,000 to $1,500 devices.
It's a computer, right? Yeah, I've got the iPhone 15. I love the iPhone environment. Yeah, it's darn close to the price of my laptop, but it's also darn close to as functional, you
Yeah,
know.
I was going to say the
So,
power, the storage, I mean, everything.
yeah, I use it as a mini computer. I've got so many apps on there for everything in the world. I really do use it as a computer. I rarely talk on the phone on the thing, but I use it for its computing functions. I wanted to point out another news item too that I saw actually just this morning. I saw that Google is running an experiment based on some proposed legislation in California that would require social media to pay each time that they advertise news in the state of California. So like for example, if I read an interesting article from, I don't know, ABC News and I shared it, California would get paid for that. And not California, the state, but it goes into some type of a defending journalism fund, because journalists are journal and our media outlets and journalism in general, they're going broke because they don't get paid for their work anymore. Everything is freely available on the internet. Sometimes there's a paywall, but nobody likes those either. So they're looking for other ways. And Google is checking out their Google News and see how they would do that. And they're experimenting with how users then interact with Google and how that changes things for them. I think they're trying to get ahead of it, it sounds like. And California is just following Canada on this one because Canada has this law in place. And if you've noticed on Facebook, you don't get any Canadian news in there anymore because Facebook was like, well, we have actually no mechanism to collect money from people reading Canadian journalist content. So they just had to ban or put a block on Canadian journalist content. And some people I will see that occasionally in Facebook or someone will say, oh, because Facebook is censoring Canadian news. It's like, they're not censoring it. It's commerce. They're just deciding not to pay for it.
Right.
So, oh yeah, interesting things going on in journalism and how what social media's role is in it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know about you. I've noticed, because I'm online all the time, but I've noticed in the feeds, it's like every other post is either a sponsored ad of somebody trying to sell you something or something that, the social media organization is trying to, recommend to you. Like it's something that I'm not following, but they're trying to push it in my face, based on my activity. And really been paying closer attention to that. I mean, what are your thoughts about that? Have you
I've
seen that?
noticed it too. I think that I think social media advertising must be so effective and so such a gold mine for the social media outlets that it's come to the point where every other post is an ad, and it's not just one of the media outlets. It's leaked over onto to all of them. So
Yeah.
yeah. Yep.
Or maybe they're listening to our podcast and picking up, and then they're pushing ads out that way because I bet you get all sorts of
Let's give
pop-up
Amy
ads
and
on
James twice as many ads as we give everybody else.
it. Cats, gardening, and boating.
Right. Yeah.
I think I just
I
named
would I'd never get off social media if that was the case.
True.
Fact, I got my gardening shirt on right now. See?
All right, cool.
Anyway, yeah, it's got some gardening tools on it. It says you dig.
That's
All
great.
right, James,
Awesome.
any last thing we've got to talk about before we sign off today and give people the rest of their week back?
Yeah, there's a lot of news going on, so I guess that's enough for today, and we'll just plan on catching up with everybody next week.
Sounds good. All right, everybody, we'll see you next week. We'll see you on Monday again.
All right, you bet. Thanks, Amy.
Today's SMB Community Podcast is brought to you by Huntress Managed Security. Cybersecurity is more than software. It's about the expertise needed to effectively fight today's evolving threat landscape. Huntress Managed Security is custom built to provide human expertise and save your clients from cyber threats. Huntress's suite of fully managed cybersecurity solutions is powered by a 24/7 human-led SOC dedicated to around-the-clock monitoring, expert investigation, and rapid response. While you focus on growing your business, we provide first response to hackers. Huntress has the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2 and a partner support satisfaction score average of 99%. To start a trial today, visit huntress.com/carl.